Rain and thunderstorm activity is expected to come and go across portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota as we go forward through the rest of this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Showers this morning have produced anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain in general, but there were a number of areas that received three quarters of an inch to an inch 55. That all occurred across the north central and northeastern parts of North Dakota and extreme northwestern Minnesota. Precipitation elsewhere was minimal. Now, as we go forward through the afternoon, we'll see this precipitation rekindling again after a weakening trend. The precipitation will fall additionally across the region in a very sporadic manner as we go forward through this first 24-hour period. In fact, by dawn tomorrow morning, we'll only have picked up another trace to maybe a half inch of moisture across portions of the region. Now, that is not likely to have a big impact on the area, but there will be a few areas in northeastern North Dakota and far northwestern Minnesota that could still pick up on an additional 8/10 to 1.5 inches of rain, and so that area will be closely monitored. Much heavier rains will occur in southeastern Manitoba. Any other precipitation in the region will be light in this first 12 hours. Now, as we go into the day tomorrow, we will have a chance for some additional precipitation occurring, and for the 24-hour period ending at dawn on Wednesday, we'll look for a trace to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch coverage, about 35 to 40%, so not everybody will get rain. Again, another opportunity for rain will occur on Wednesday. We'll look for those showers to be most significant in Minnesota and maybe a few eastern South Dakota locations. And a couple of spots may pick up on a half inch to an inch of moisture in southeastern South Dakota or southwestern Minnesota, while a tenth to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch occurs in other areas. The heart of the Dakotas will be driest on Wednesday. As we go into Thursday, and we'll probably see it still on Friday, relatively dry biased weather is expected to occur. Now, as we go Friday night into Saturday, we will have some scattered showers returning. They will be brief and light, but they will still disrupt some farming activity. Another round of drier weather should occur during the heart of our weekend, and we'll look for the temperatures to stay in a cooling trend at that time. But for the next couple of days, we'll see a lot of 80-degree highs, except for in the cloudy and rainy areas of North Dakota today, where 70s are likely. But 80s will occur tomorrow and on Wednesday, and we'll likely see a few temperatures over 90 degrees occurring in central parts of South Dakota during many of these afternoons. Now, as we get to the latter part of this week, a cooling trend is likely, and high temperatures over the weekend will drop to the 60s and 70s, and we'll look for nighttime lows mostly in the 50s and 60s until the weekend, and then we'll see some 40s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.